set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." As we consider this verse from Matthew chapter 5, there's something astonishing that takes place, something remarkable, something amazing that maybe we don't think about too often. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, when he came to this earth, he could have stayed here after rising from the dead, but he did not. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He could have sent more angels, like when the angels appeared to the shepherds, declaring the birth of the Son of God. He could have sent more angels, but he did not do that either. He could have raised up mighty and great prophets and apostles, as he did from time to time, and even in our day we have great preachers and here and there and so on, but that is only temporary, and it is only limited in scope. He could peel back the heavens, like he will do one day, and declare and show himself from the heavens to all the world, but he has not done that. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. We are the light of the world." And that is the amazing thing. Jesus came, he was born, we celebrate his birth, and we consider that he lived and he proclaimed the kingdom of God. He went to the cross, and on the cross he took all of our sins upon him. He died for our sins. He rose again on the third day that we might have forgiveness. And when he ascended, he sent his Holy Spirit and he transitioned the light of the world from himself to his people, to you and to me. And that brings us to our first point. We are the light of the world. How do we become the light? How do we become this light? Because not everybody in the world is a light, only some people. And this is where we consider the message of the gospel, as I just shared quickly a moment ago. We think about 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, and I read this passage this morning. "That was the true light, Jesus, which gives light to every man coming into the world. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." And here in verse 12, we get a little bit of a clue as to how we become the light of the world. There are two things that he mentions here. First of all, receiving, and the second, believing. These two things come out of the passage. To receive is to take hold and to grasp the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came and he died for our sins and that we have forgiveness in him. To believe is the same thing, to put our trust in him, to cast our lives upon him. And this becomes very important as we think about this passage, "You are the light of the world." We must receive and we must believe. We must be born again. As a matter of fact, the next verse, John 1:13, says this, and it talks about God's work and God's role. Because we might be tempted, well, to think, well, it's up to me to do this, when in reality, God has done a great work. We are born again, it says, John 1:13, not of our own will, but of God's will. God has selected us. God has chosen us. God has caused us to be transformed that we might receive and believe the message of the gospel. And this is a great thing. Because while there are all these possibilities of the way that God could shine his light in this world, he has chosen us to be his and to take that light together. And the key word here is together, because when I shine my light, it is just one little dinky light in a large, large world. Did you ever think about this? The thought that I would end up in West Virginia was just not even on the radar. I'm from South Florida. So West Virginia, I had a friend from West Virginia, and some of you have heard this joke before, but he said there was this bumper sticker that people used to have on their cars. "Will the last one leaving West Virginia please turn out the lights?" So I grew up in Florida thinking no one lives in West Virginia. Well, here I am living in West Virginia in this little part of the world. And if I shine my light, It is just a little light, even here in West Virginia. But the great thing is this, that Jesus caused us to become His people, and He has created this thing called the church, full of people who love Him and believe in Him. And while I take my light and you take your light, if we all take our light and let it shine, then there is a bright light that shines in this world all around us. And that is what we are supposed to do. We are the light of the world together. There is a little light alone, but a great light together, and we are to shine the light of the gospel in this world. So we are the light of the world through new life that comes through Jesus Christ. Second, in this passage, we are not to hide our light. We are not to hide our light. Now, why, if He has given me such a great life, why would I be tempted to hide this light? Why would I do that? Well, there are many reasons that we kind of hold back and we don't let our light shine. Maybe we're afraid. Maybe we're worried what other people will think. Maybe we're concerned about how those, our friends and our family, how they will respond to us and our faith. And so we hold back. Maybe we're afraid of persecution, that our enemies will use it against us. For many reasons, we hold back. But we are not to hide our light. Don't hide it under a bushel. But instead, and here's our third point, take that light and put it on a stand. So if you have a light and you want to light the room, you hold it up. You don't hold it down or hide it behind you. You put it up where it can be seen. And so we hold up our light. We come out in a way that is open and visible to those that are around us. We are to let that light shine further as much as possible through our lives. Now, the Bible uses several positive affirmations to encourage us to let our light shine. As we trust in Jesus and as we live by the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit, we are told, now these words come from Scripture to encourage us. Don't be afraid, but instead, be bold. Be unafraid. Be strong. Be glad. Be confident and trusting in Him, of course. Be of good courage and have faith. All of these words are used to encourage us in the Bible. They encourage us not to hold back and not to be afraid, but to boldly go forth with our light, letting it shine for the world to see. And that is our fourth point this evening. Let your light shine. Now, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean to let my light shine? Well, I think it means two things. First of all, let it be known that you are a Christian. Let it be known that you believe in Jesus. Let it be known that you have received the forgiveness of sins. There is no such thing as a secret Christian. Our Christianity is not a hidden faith. It is not a secret faith. Why? Because we bear the light of the good news and we are responsible to take it to the world. That is how He has chosen to do it. Not through angels, not through opening the sky. Even Jesus is not here. Like He was, but He has called us, you and me, to go forth in this world. And so, first of all, let your light shine. Let it be known that you believe in God. Second, let your good works be seen by men. Notice what it says in verse 16 again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What? Do good works to be seen by men? Isn't there something wrong with that? And in a way, there is something to be wrong with that. If I do one work and I do it in order to receive attention or to get a pat on the back or to get something out of it, then yes, I have misapplied this and misunderstood what it means. I am not to do my good work to receive some kind of reward from the people for whom I do that. But I think what happens is we look at our life of good works and we see and think of it in this way. One good work here, one good work there. I'm going to do my good deed for the day. And, you know, one here, one there. Just these few works scattered throughout the life that I live. But this is not what it's supposed to be like. Living our good works before men means that every word I speak out of my mouth and every act that I do in my life should reflect my faith in Him. So here I am, I live in this world, I go to work, or I go to school, or I meet with my family, or wherever I find myself, I am always talking and acting. I am always saying something, and I am always doing something. This is the whole of my life. When people look at me, I'm doing something and saying something. Every word that I speak and every act that I do should be a good deed that is honoring to our Father in heaven, that is visible for others to see, so that they can look at us. Not only do they hear that we are Christians, but they see it in the way we conduct ourselves, day in and day out, moment by moment. They should know by our good works that we belong to Him. That's what it means to let our light shine. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, it says this, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that means before men, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. And so, do your good works in such a way that it reflects your faith and trust in God. It is not that we bring attention to ourselves, no, not at all. It is that when they see and hear the good things that we do, they look to God because they know we believe in Him. So we don't do it to receive a pat on the back, but we do it in order to give glory to God. And so, let your light shine means let it be known that you belong to Him, and let every word that comes forth from your mouth and every deed that you do in your body, let it be a testimony to your faith in God. And we are to do this together. Like I said, if I do it alone, I just have a tiny little light, not enough even to fill and brighten up this place here. But if we do it together, we become the light of the world. So let us not hide our light. Let it shine forth from this moment forward. We're going to symbolize that by lighting our candles. I hope you have your candles. In a few moments, we're going to sing Silent Night. And when we sing Silent Night, I'm going to come up here. And I'm going to light my candle with the Christ candle in the middle there. I'm going to come back down while we're singing Silent Night. And I'll light a couple of candles. And once your candle is lit, you turn around and light somebody else's candle. And then we're going to sing the Hope of the Ages song that we've been singing all month long. When we get to the end, the final chorus, you're going to see me hold my candle up, and at that point, I would like all of us to hold our candle up, and we can enjoy the way our little candles light up the whole room. Okay? Let's pray, and we'll get ready for our last song. Please pray with me. Oh, glorious Father, we thank You, and we magnify You for calling us to be Yours, for making us Your own. And I thank You that You have turned around after forgiving us of our sins, and You have made us carry the light forward that You brought here. We thank You for the opportunity to be Your witnesses here in this world. Help us, O Lord, moment by moment and day by day, speak what is right and true and honoring to You. And let us act in a way that is right and true and honoring to You. And let us go forth in this world, believers in You, shining our light together, that the world may see and know that You care for us. We thank You in Jesus' name.